The next royal tour of the Caribbean may have one less stop. As of this week, Barbados is no longer a monarchy. Queen Elizabeth II no longer its head of state.
Oh dear.
This was very much not the torches and tumbrils mode of founding a republic. Among the distinguished guests at the ceremony in Bridgetown to commemorate the moment was Elizabeth's son, Prince Charles. Though no longer heir to anything where Barbados is concerned, Charles spoke warmly and encouragingly and conveyed the best wishes of the obsolete monarch.
Tonight you write the next chapter of your nation's story, adding to the treasury of past achievement, collective enterprise and personal courage, which already fill its pages.
Though even he seems to have realised that he was basically the warm-up act for Rihanna, who at the same wingding was formally declared a national hero.
May you continue to shine like a diamond and bring honour to your nation by your words, by your actions, and to do credit wherever you shall go. God bless you, my dear.
Some, indeed many respects, Barbados becoming a republic is not that big a deal. It will make, in practice, very little difference to how anything in Barbados is done, whether constitutionally or cosmetically. Barbados had been independent since 1966, already had its own flag and anthem, and hadn't put the Queen on its coins or banknotes for some while. It hasn't put Rihanna on them yet, but this seems more of a when than an if. Barbados will remain a member of the Commonwealth, and its first president, Dame Sandra Mason, is its last Governor-General. Give or take the necessity of tweaking the title on her office stationery, this is about as low-key a revolution as has ever been conducted. It has been driven by a politician who has political capital to spare. In Barbados's most recent general election, Prime Minister Mia Mottley led the Labour Party not merely to a majority, but a clean sweep. They won every seat in the House of Assembly. That dominance has since been reduced to the tune of one enterprising MP, Joseph Atherley, who seized his chance and defected to become leader of the opposition, to become indeed the entire parliamentary opposition by default. One would prefer to believe that this was not entirely due to the hefty bump in an MP's salary that goes with the gig. Atherley, for what it turned out to be worth, was all aboard for the Republic, merely unsure about the timing. Mottley was very much of the if not now, when school. She argued, reasonably, that after 55 years of independence, Barbados should have acquired sufficient balance to remove such trainer wheels as the monarchy represented. As all who attended this week's Beano in Bridgetown will appreciate, some cheerfully, some nervously, Barbados has provided both the Caribbean and the House of Windsor with a challenge. With Barbados gone, and not counting the United Kingdom, there remain 14 Commonwealth realms, countries, that is, whose head of state is the occupant of the British throne. 8 of those countries are Caribbean neighbours of Barbados, and there'll now be a few moments of appropriate music while you try to name all of them. The Bahamas, Belize, Grenada, Jamaica, St. Lucia, St. Kitts and Nevis, which is one country, not two, Antigua and Barbuda, also so good they named it twice, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which is one country, not a rockabilly group. There may well be people in all of these places increasingly reconsidering the idea that accident of birth in a foreign castle is the smartest way of choosing a constitutional figurehead. It may even be the case that the heftier likes of Canada, Australia and New Zealand are at least vaguely wondering why they can't do this if Barbados can. Traffic away from the British Crown may be slow. Mauritius was the previous decampment back in 1992, and other nations may be constitutionally obliged to put themselves through a referendum, which Barbados did not. But there is no doubt that the traffic is one way. It is impossible to imagine a current sovereign country applying to become a British realm, if that's even a thing you can do, and at the risk of tempting fate, and with all due acknowledgement that post-Brexit Britain remains in a funny sort of mood, the UK's appetite for imperial conquest appears to have ebbed. The Commonwealth, however, clearly retains an appeal. In the last quarter century or so, Mozambique and Rwanda have joined, despite a lack of previous constitutional relationship to the UK, and the Maldives and the Gambia have rejoined after having previously flounced. If accelerating detachment from the Crown results in the solidifying of the Commonwealth as a more equitable association of democracies, well, more or less, that might not be a bad result all round. The British monarchy will have to get used to it anyway. One prominent Caribbean nation has announced that it will be imminently reviewing its own constitution.
Jamaica?
No, they're doing it of their own accord. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.